Wenn das Memtes und mit Alef Omer Rab Yechanan Shitin Mishayshes Shemei Bereishes Nivru. The Shitin were created Mishayshes Shemei Bereishes Shenema Chamuke Yereichayich Kemoi Chaloyim Masa Yedei Omam. Chamuke Yereichayich Chamuke Zoloshen Vorem Anistorim. That's what's hidden, not visible. That Yereichayich, which is on the Yerech HaMizbeach, which is going on the Shitin, Eilu HaShitin. Kemoi Chaloyim is a Loshen Shemechulolin V'yerdim Ad HaTahim. They're hollow, and they go all the way down to the Tahim. Maise Yedei Omon, Zu Maise Yedei Umnusoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbeinu Shlom created the Shitin from Sheishe Shemei Bereishis. Tone de Rabbi Shmuel, he also holds like this, Bereishis, Altikrei Bereishis, Ella Boroshis. Bishas, Briyas Oilom, the Rebbein Shom created the Shitin. Let us see Rashi. Chamuke Shitin, Cholol, Shetachas HaMizbeach, Kineged Mekoyim HaNesochim, that was the place where they were Menasech. Chamuke Sisrei, Loshen Chomok, Ovo, Nistar v'nichsa mimeni. So that's a lotion of Seisa, Kisui. V'chein admosai tischamokim tisteri mimeni, shat boishe likori v'elai, al shema'al tobi, chamuke yereichayich loshen yerech hamizbeach. Maise yedei umnusei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu garsinen, Malayim kora David legarsine. So, and this drasha we say this is the Rebbein Shalom created. We don't bring down that Malayim kora David legarsine lei b'teisefte v'chenami legarsine lei. The man the islay shekoron, the man the yoma that holds the David was that dug out a sheet in less leish m'sheishes me bereishes nivru. So we're not going with this. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Rab Yosi Yomer Shitin Mechulolim V'yordim Atahim, Shenemar Oshira No Lididi Shiras Doidi. The Novi says he's singing for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam this Shire. Shiras Doidi LeKarmoi, that the Shire that Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants to sing wasn't a shira shel shevach, it was a shira of complaints. Rabbeinu Shalom in the shira states everything what he had done for Klal Yisrael, and Lamaise, they did not come up to his expectations. Kerem hoyo ledidi bekeren ben shomen, Rabbeinu Shalom had a kerem, vayaskeyu, and he surrounded it, vayasakleyu, and he removed the stones from it, the obstacles from it. Vayitoeyu soirik, and he planted a gefen, with a shoirish, vayiven migdol besoichoi, and he built a migdol inside of it, vagam yekev chotsev boi. And there was a yekev also there. Vayitoeyu soirik, the beis hamigdosh, vayiven migdol besoichoi, ze mizbeach. Gam yekev chotsev boi, eidu hashitim. These are the shitim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Lididi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bishviloi Ani Mishoireroi. I'm singing the Shire Bishvil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ubemekoimoi Ani Likvel Arzois, and the Novi was Bemokim Hashem to complain on what had occurred. Shiras Doidi LeKarmi. Al Karmai, that the Rabbein Shalom said the Shira about his the Al Karmai and Kerem, and that's Mustama Klal Yisrael, that's the Kerem Hashem. Kerem Oyel Edide be Kerem Ben Shomen Beretz Yisrael Zovis Hashmeino Mikol HaRotzis. It was in a beautiful place. Vayasku Bonolem Orim Betzurais Mekofis Losayim Obriach Ketabas Metageminon Iske. So it was surrounded, protected. By Yisakleyu, Ka'odom, Amefane, Avonim, Mikarmoi, Loima pina ho umais mipneim, the Rabbeinu Shalom got rid of the umais, shalo yeshvu ba'artzom, pen yachtiyu oisom. So that they took out the obstacles of Eretz Yisrael. Vayitoeyu soirek, nitoi, he planted gefonim b'shubochais, v'lois moira. Not only a branch, elo sheroshim atzmon, Zebes Hamigdosh Hu Shoiroshon Veikron. This is the Shoirish and the Iker of Klal Yisrael. Shemechavevom Lifnei Hamokim. The Beis Hamigdosh is Mechavev Klal Yisrael Lifnei Hamokim. Vayivon Migdol Besoichai Zemizbeach. Osi Kemigdol Oitz. It's a tower. V'gam yekev chotzev boi, v'oisei migdol, in this migdol, in this mizbeach, so they were koire a yekev. Yekev hu boi chofu, it's a pit, v'chein ad yikvei ha-melech, beish shichet d'malkalos, and shiloshan siyach ha-ma'or. Let us see Taisviz, al tikrei bereishis ela borashis. This was a drosha of Rabbi Shmuel. Hai Tane, Rabbi Yochanan, Sovri, Misheishes, Shemei Bereishes, Nivru. That the Shitin were created Misheishes, Shemei Bereishes. Aval Idach Tane, the Dorish, Vigam Yekev, Chotzei, that there was a pit dug out, Lesla. He doesn't hold that the Shitin were Misheishes, Shemei Bereishes. The Mayhu Kro, Dorish, Mizbeach. The Pasuk speaks about that the Migdol, by Yiven Migdol, he built a Migdol, which is the Mizbeach, Beshitin la Mizbeach, is Bideyodon Hava, so it seems just like the Mizbeach was created Bideyodon, that Sichu wasn't Bidey Shemayim, so the Shitin that were dug underneath the Mizbeach also Bideyodon. Ubimilse Garcinon in this memre of Rabbi Yossi, we are geiris, but all of Koro David. Fakert here, there's a girsen, and Yaakov Nachman's girs is brought down, that David would have dug out the sheet. Umiyu koshe de Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan, the hoche sova misheshe shimei bereshis nivru. Here Rabbi Yochanan sa misheshe shimei bereshis nivru, the dorish, baise yidei omon, Maise umnusoi shel moke, lekamon bepeirik hacholil, omar Rabbi Yochanan, bisho shekora David shitin, when David dug the shitin, kofo tohime, so the tohim came up. Bishemo, so, it seems David was kaira the shitin, bishema meroinin evolibid Rabbi Yochanan. So they found it, machlikas amaroin Rabbi Yochanan hell. The Marsha wants to say, being Sarashi and Makis, that the Kriya Shittim of over there, speaking about the David dug the Yesoidis of the Migdosh. He also went down all the way. So those Shittim, David, the Melech dug. He went down till the time. But the Shittim of the Mizbeach, that's Maisi de Oman Umnosei Shalakadish Boch. Vayitoeyu soirak, ze beis ha-migdosh, vayiven migdol besoichoi, ze mizbeach, kam yekev chotzeboi, elu ha-shitin, kach kosu b'chol ha-sforum, ze girsis ha-kuntres. Avo b'teisefte goris, vayiven migdol besoichoi, ze heichol, kam yekev chotzeboi, ze mizbeach, so why is the mizbeach called? Yekev, we call him Izbech Yekev, lofisha menaschim olovas hayayin shemeitziyin mina Yekovim. So the yayin that came from the Yekovim was nesnasach agabi Mizbeach. Miribuye de gam doshinen shite. Yeah. Zogte Gemara weiter. Tanya Omar Abelozer Bar Tzodik. Abelozer Bar Tzodik said, Lul Kotten Hoyo Ben Kevesh Le Mizbeach, B'marovoi Shal Kevesh, V'achas L'shivim Shone Pirche Kohune Yordim L'shon, U'malaktim Mishom Yayin Korush Shadoyme L'igulei Dveila. let us see Rashi. In the Perish Chai, there's a picture where this area was, Ben Kevish L'Mizbeach, Apiach HaZainish. That was when on the western side after the Kevish ended, the Mizbeach still jutted out, and in that corner, that was where this lul was. It was like a manhole where someone was able to go down and to go to the Shitin. We'll see that Rashi does not learn like this. Let us see Rashi. Lul arube. Lul is an arube, an opening. Shime lamaylo lamato. This was an opening to a cholol, which reached to the Shitin. Arube shime lamaylo lamato. Ben kevesh lamizbeach. So Rashi does not learn like the Chazenish. Rashi seems to say as follows, Ben Kevish L'Mizbeach, between the area that was between the Kevish and L'Mizbeach, a Kevish Orkoi Lamed Beis. The length of the Kevish was 32 Amis, U'mishapeya Ba'oila, and it went up on a slant, Tes Amis, Ad Sheshoveh L'Mizbeach. That means the highest point of the Kevish was 9 Amis, and that was the same height of the Mizbeach. The Roish HaKevesh was not Mechuba L'Mizbeach, Ala Avir Ma'at Mavsik Bentayim. There was a space between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. The Oma Bezvochim. The Pasuk says, Vosisa Oilo Yisecha Haboso V'Hadom. That the Zrikes Besar ha'oilo al-gabi amaroche should be similar to the zrikas adam. Ma adam bezrike was bezrikas avir. When there was zrik the dam on the mizbeach, there was a zrike ba'avir. Avosar bezrike. Alamadito avir yeish ben kevesh l'mizbeach. Seems he did not stand on the mizbeach when he was maktir the besar ha'oilo. Now it was thrown from the Kevish to the Mizbech, and there was an Avir Ben Tayim. Boy Oisai Avir Kori Ben Kevish L'Mizbech. So this space was the Er Ben Kevish L'Mizbech. B'lul Hoya B'Oisai Avir, and there was a Lul there. So the Bachs Medrahitis Loshen of Rashi is that the lul, I think, was in the karke. I don't know, Chanel doesn't say this. But how could he have a lul in the avir, which was in Arube? There was a space in between. So lochere, but in this space, went all the way down, and there, on the ground between the avir, the kevish, and the mizbeach, so there was an Arube, there was a manhole where someone was able to go down. As he dachsach meant. B'marovo yishal kevish. What does that mean, b'marovo yishal kevish? So Rashi says, b'shmoyne amos marovo yishal kevish. Shakevish rechovo yitezayin amos. The width of the kevish was 16 amos. Mi mizrach lamayrev. V'oysoy cholol and shanesochim yordim lesoychoy. And the hollow area which the Nesochim went, Sheinasim Bedroimesh Marovish Shel Mizbeach. So they were on the western side of the Mizbeach. So therefore this Lul was also on the western side of the Kevish. Umukif Arba Mechitzois, and this Cholo, the Shitim, were surrounded with 4 Mechitzis. At Karkoisoi, till the Karkois Habayis. The Karkoisoi and the Karkois Habayis shall Ritzpas Shayish. It was made out of marble. V'ein Hayayin Nivlashom. So the wine that fell on that did not become absorbed. V'chol Niske Yayin shall Kola Shone Yerudim Shom. All the Nesochim went into this area. He doesn't know that it went all the way down to the time, it went till the floor. The last layer polygad the rabbonin who hold it went down into time. And this lul cotton is achas l'shivim shone, pirche kohune, yelodim kahanim, the young kahanim, So hayu yerdim l'sham, pichu kuli yerdim l'sham, amlaktim misham yayin. Yayin korish shadayim aligulei dveilim. Yayin korish shenepash v'nikrash. Now, I don't realize if Rashi explained before, b'chol nischa yayin shekol ha'shona yerdim sham, and Rashi says, later we'll see, shekol kabonis ha'tziba v'yochim tunin nisochim chutz michatas ba'osham. So, l'chayre, I don't understand how this was big enough that once in 70 years you had to clean it out. L'chayre, if it didn't absorb in the ritzpeh and the shittim, so how big was already the, and if every day they were pouring in nisochim, shloi shalugim, l'chayre, it should accumulate. Based on it. Al-Kaponim, it seems it didn't accumulate, and once in 70 years was enough to clean it out. V'seirfin oisoi b'kdusha. What does b'kdusha mean? B'mokim kodesh ba'azore. That the slave was ba'azore. V'itoich ha'shitim, they took it out of the shitim. Shalo yismalo ha'shitim in ha'nesochim, that the shitim should not fill up. Shekol kolbonis hatzibo vayochituni nesochim chutz michatas boshim v'seirfin oisom shasurim bano the kaidishu. We burnt them because they were also bano the kaidishu, and it's kaidish. Now l'chayre the ritus loshen of Rashi here, it would seem not as a mitzvah to burn it, but it's also bano, so they burnt it. That's what it means. They had to take it out, and now it's also bano, so they burnt it. It's kodesh, so they burnt it. And they burnt it, b'mokim kodesh, and nema b'kodesh ha'sech, hikish sreife l'nisuchai. So just like the nisuch is b'mokim kodesh, the sreife is also b'mokim kodesh. B'kodesh ha'sech nesach sheichel Hashem. Kishayim. Shenisuchai b'kdusha, kach sreifosai b'kdusha. Yeah. My mashme. So the Gemara asks, so where do you see that the sreifa, we wish to have kodesh, hasech, nesach. Omar Ravina oshe kodesh, kodesh. Ksiv hoche ba kodesh, hasech, nesach. Ksiv hosom v'saraftas hanoi sabesh lo yeyochol ki kodeshu. So learn how kodesh and ba kodesh. Zogt Rashi, man isuche bekdusha, la yalach moche elosha sreifosoi bekdusha, that the sreifa is to be bemokim kodesh, v'loi bechil chutz lazor, avol eitza osay misham, we don't learn how from here you have to take it out. Pshitalei, that's poshit you have to take it out, kodesh lo yismalu, v'loi tzorich ko. Mai mashme moche sreifa, osha kodesh kodesh, v'ikolamei manami, the mitzvahs haitza osoi usreifosoi mehochi yalav. So dachsach meir, it would seem from Rashi, there was a havamin in a maskonim. The havamin was that somehow there's a limud from this pasuk alone that you say revit b'mokim kodesh. So according to this limud, so Rashi explains, it doesn't say anywhere that you have to take it out. No, you have to take it out. Misvoga, that's a practical thing, you have to take it out. And could be, according to the Savamina, that is what Rashi said, you have to burn it, alti suraya no, but there's no mitzvah to burn it. It's also about, no, you can't leave it around, so you burn it. After the Gemara was mevarer, that the limud is from the gzeirish of it, so now, if you learn out, v'saravtes anoisa ba'esh, so you're learning it out from Sreifus Neus. Sreifus Neus is a mitzvah taket. And that's where the Rashi says later, v'ikal amei manami, the mitzvahs haitzo osoi usreifosoi meochi yalv. Here Rashi when he says there's a mitzvah haitzo and a mitzvah sreife. That means, the Gemara have been just thought that somehow there's a gili from this posik and the bokim sreife. But the posik b'chal doesn't tell us there's a chiyiv sreife. That was the problem. Well, kaponim, so according to that, so we have to figure out everything ourselves. So the hitzo is, practically you have to take it out or else, the sheetim will get filled up. Sreifer, Rashi says, because it's also Ba'anot. So the whole demon is only the Gili where the Sreifer should be. But when after the Gemara asks my Mashmed that the Gemara held, you can't figure out the Din Sreifer by itself, we're learning not a Gzeira Shovet. So now Rashi says, it could be now there's a mitzvah to take it out, there's a mitzvah to burn it. Keman Ozlo Hodesnan Nesochim Betchile Moy Alembehem. The Nesochim, before you were menasach the yayin, my alin bem. So if a person had a noah from the nesachim, there's a chiyuv mila. Yodu l'shitin, what happens after it's yodu l'shitin, ain't my alin bem. Now there's no din mila anymore. Yeah. So if you more leime Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadiki, that is going according to Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadiki, it says that there's no din mila after the Nesicha, after Yodah L'Shitin. So according to Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadik, we learned before that the Shitin did not go down till the time. So it's possible, and you could get in contact with the Fakir. They used to go into the Lul, they used to clean it out. So Memele, so there's Shayach, a Musig of deriving benefit from this Yayin. So it says, but there's no Din Meila. The Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, Hanochsululatoim, what's after the Nisuch, there's no din mila. How could you be mile? It goes down all the way to the time, so it's impossible. So this is a halacha that is impossible. You can never be nene from the yain after the Nisicha. So Moses says it's not muchach. Afulatoim Rabbonon, bide iklat. It's speaking about, the Perish Chai is a picture of what it looks like. That a person was able to stick in a keli underneath the mokim ashitim, and that's also called after the nisuch. That means even though the shitim went to the time, that's lemais what happened. But the kiyum mitzvah's nisuch was as soon as it went into the shitim already. So memele, so it's shayach to say such a loche that yodu l'shitim is eime alamboy. Let us see Rashi. Betchile my alin behem, mishahugdishu, achenisnaschu, yesh behem mila. The kotche gavoya nina says it in mila. Yodu lashit nim alin behem, shem behem shum tzerech gavoya. Keman itzrech lemisne my alin, kavalez about tzodik, dein yordim letoim, ve'ef shaleirid lavim. So this is a possible mitzias that the chayach, that one was nene from the Yayin after the Nisuch, so it tells us Al-Kabon was no Chiyiv Mila. But according to the Rabbonon, it's an impossibility, so Moses no the Iklatim, Tola Keli, B'Sei Chashit, in V'Kibul, so he's telling us that there's no Din Me'ile on this Yayin. Ike de Amri, B'Ike de Amri, Punkt Fakel, Leime Rabbonon hi, V'Loi Rabbeloze Batzadik. Ike de Amri said, maybe it's going according to the Rabbonon, the loy rabbi loza batzadik, and it's not going according to rabbi loza batzadik. The hi rabbi loza, if it's going according to rabbi loza, akati b'kedusha sayu kaimi. That means the Gemara held, since we see there's a mitzvah of sreife, so if a kertzo, there should be a chiyuv mila. So Moses says, v'lo teime rabbi loza, ein l'chodovo shanasa mitzvah soy umay alenboy. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ikadam Aleima Hodik Toni Yodu Lashitin Ma'alin, Rabbonin Hu, it's going according to the Rabbonon, the Iklat, and it's speaking about that he chapped the Yain, Ein Ma'alin, Ein Be'ma'at, it's Tzeirich Gevoy, because there's no Tzeirich Gevoy anymore. Di Rabbeloza, Akati Bikdushos Ayu Kaimi, the Koma Seifen Oisei Bikdush, Al Mikdushos Alayim, the Bo'os Reife, there's a Mitzvah Reife, some emailer, so there should still be a din mila. So the Moses says, no, shenasas mitzvosai v'nisuchai hu iker mitzvosai. So as long as the iker mitzvah is niskayim, even though there's still a mitzvah of sreife, but that's not the iker mitzvah, so it's poka the din meila. Let us see, Taisus nesochem betchilo my alimbe, mishni be meila perik vlad chatos, amasikolo bigmore boshay nisacherim, Shenksubim kan, the Gemara Mila is different cheshbainis who can go according to the Gilsa Dachi Ike. Omar Reish Lakish. Anu Gemara. Omar Reish Lakish, bizman she menaschin yayin al gabi mizbeach. When they were menasach the yayin al gabi mizbeach. Poikikin es ashitin. So they were poikik the shitin. Lekayin mashenema pakoidish hasech nesach sheichel Hashem. Since they were poikik the shitin, so then they were mekayim hasech nesach sheichel Hashem, my mashma omar apope, sheicha loshen shesiye, loshen seviye, loshen shikris. Let us see Rashi. Poikikin es hashitin, es nekev sheberoish hamizbeach. They were poikik, the nekev that was beroish hamizbeach. Sham nesochim yerdim boi l'shitin. He says, they were poikik, the nekev. Sham nesochim yerdim boi l'shitin. She yeroe hayayin olov kigorein molei v'soveya. That means, now according to Rashi, I understand very well, Rashi, we had before machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, how the Safolim looked and where the Nekev of the Shittim was. According to Rashi, there was a Nekev in the Mizbeach. They poured the Yayin into the Safolim, and then the Mayim, the Yayin ran out on the Mizbeach, and then it would have gone into the Nekev of the Shittim. So what did they do? They stuffed up the Nekev. They stuffed up the Nekev, so it accumulated over, it accumulated as it went around, it accumulated on the Mizbeach. Then when they took off whatever they stuffed it with, so then it went down with a big gush. So that was the oifen how the Nisach Hayayin was. Let us see again Rashi. Poikikin es hashitin es Nekev sheberoish hamizbeach. Shanasochim yerdim boi l'shitim, sheyeroe hayayin olot, that the wine that accumulated around it, kigoyren molei v'soveya, you have like a throat that's full with wine and satisfied with the wine. And it says, we bring a sheicha loshen shikres v'simche nesichem. I don't understand. Agabara says, three different Lashonis, Lashon Shesiye, Lashon Seviye, Lashon Sikris, Rashi says, Simcha Nesicha. That's according to Rashi. Now, according to Tosfos, according to Rashi, I understand very well, we heard in the Mishnah that the holes on the Safolim were different sizes to make sure that the Yayin and the Mayim ran out together. Yeah, so according to Rashi, I understand very good, Fakelt. There was an Indian from the Safolim, it should run out at the same time. Now the Andem is Beach. So now you poikik the Shitin, that, Akaponim, that the Nechev should be in the Smalei. So that's something else. But according to Tosfos, the Nekev of the Shittim was underneath the Safo. That means it was on the bottom of the Safo. So the Safo shall Yayin. There was a Nekev that went directly into the Shittim. So first of all, so I don't understand the Poikikin as a Shittim, they were poikik the neck of the Safel, not of the Shittim. I mean, it went straight through from the Safel to the Shittim. And number two, L'chayre, this was a din in Yayin. So if they put a pkak in the Safel shel Yayin, they wanted it to go down with a big gush, it should go down. Like this, he's pouring it in. So if the hole wouldn't be fashed up, so it goes down. But here they stuffed it, some amela fakert it, so the staffel filled up and then went down with a big gush. Fine. So this was l'chayra din in sheicho. So this is din by the staffel shel yain, you have to be poikik the staffel. Shel mayim, there's no din of pkika. There it doesn't say sheicho. So l'chayra, according to Tosfos, the staffel shel yain was pokuk. The Safel Shel Mayim wasn't Pokuk. So I don't understand how they went at the same time. It's unclear. I don't know. Let's go a little further. Amar Rav Pope, Shma Mino Kisova Inish Chamro, the satisfaction a person has from wine, Migroine Sova, the satisfaction is from the Gorin. Let us see Rashi. Migroine Sova, Ayidei Shesheiseyu Beglimois Gases, with large gulps, the Gorin Moloi, who must be, that brings the satisfaction to the drinker of wine. V'loi al yedei shtiye merube. Not the large amount of drinking, shemachnis harbe yayin b'meyov, al yedei legimeis dakes. The satisfaction does not come from the satisfaction does not come from the, that what his stomach gets filled with wine. The einam ka'oichlam shesayva shalem bo b'mili keres. By eating, the sviya comes from the mili keres, and by shtiya, the sviya comes from the mili hagorim. Now, so the Eitzah brings down from someone, but this we can understand. We had in Mesechtes Yume that the sheer shtiya by Yom Kippur is malay lugmo. And your Mishaya b'chol echad ve'echad. Agavuche, this shir of legimis gases is malay lugmov. That is the shir of a legime gase. So, and by achila there's a kesevis, and you don't look at the different people. So if we see that there's a different oifen asviyah, this is, comes from mili gorin, and this comes from mili akere, so that, perhaps that's what we can understand. The gorin shall kol echad ve'echad is a different shir. Some of Melo, that's why it's malay lugmov shall kol echad ve'echad. The keseves, lemaisa is a, that's a standard shir. I mean, by achila, there's a standard shir by all of them. Yeah. Amarove, tzuve meirabonon, leinofit nefisha leichamre, a tzuve merabonon who doesn't have too much wine, ligma gmui. So you should go and drink large gulps. Let us see Rashi. Ligma gmui beglima is gases. So the Olchaner is ma'irer. So, I mean, hey, what did Rava want to say? Listen, you don't have too much wine, so make the best out of it. You'll be sipping the wine, so you're not deriving any satisfaction. Kaponim, whatever you have, make a big gulp and finish, and you'll derive satisfaction from it. So why does he say davka tzuve mirabonon? I mean, this is a problem of a person who doesn't have wine. I mean, whatever he might be, why does he say davka tzuve mirabonon? So Ochlaner says as follows: Rava said in Yume that yayin is mefakeach. That the person, if you have the right amount of wine, that's mefakeach, and the person will understand learning better. Too much wine, but there is a midah of yayin which is very good for understanding learning. So Memele, Rava did not worry about the poor Amma Oretz who has Nebuch a little wine. I mean, Nebuch is, we won't have to be doig about him, so he will enjoy it, he won't enjoy it. The Rava was doig about the poor Tzuva Merabonon. That means yayin is mefakeach, so he has a little amount of wine, so kaponim, he should be able to derive the maximum benefit of this wine. So that's what he said, aitzuva mirabonon, tlenefish yaleicham religma gmui. Rove akase de birchese agma gmui. When Rove drank the koishel broche, he drank it with large gulps. Megamele gmui derech sviye mishum chibuv mitzvah. Dorash Rove, may dechsiv, may yofu for amayich ban olim. How beautiful your steps are when you are ilaregu. Vas nodif, the daughter of the nodif. May yofu pameiseyim shal Yisroel, bishor sha'oilen leregu. How beautiful their steps were when they were ilaregu. Vas nodif, bitoi shal Avrom Avinu shenikra nodif. Klal Yisrael, they're the daughter of Avraham Avinu, who was a Nodiv. Shenema Nedive Amim Nesofu Amalekei Avraham. Alekei Avraham, Bolei Alekei Yitzchak V'Yakov. Alekei Avraham, Shoyotchilo Legeirim. Let us see Rashi. Ibano Olim, Baalias Rigolim. So before we go further, it's a very interesting pasuk. The pasuk is praising the steps of Klal Yisrael and the Wa'ila Regel, and that's number one. And number two, the pasuk is Miyaches Klal Yisrael, they're the daughter of Avraham Avinu. Perhaps we could say Pshat in the Gemara as follows. The Shem Yishmul Parshas Bolok brings from the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer said that we find that the Gemara says in Psochim that Kol mi she'ein loy karke is potel lalis miregel. If you have karke, there's a chiyev ali laregel. If you don't have karke, you're potel. So he says, why is it that way? So he says, Amor de Kabir. He says, the mitzvah to be oy laregel was that a person left his property. He was mafkirif. Everyone's going away. No one was left in the town. It was open for anyone who wanted to come and take whatever they wanted. And they left it. They had betochen and emunin the rabbeinu shloilom. That was the mitzvah of oyla regel. That means if a yid was mam and there's a rabbeinu shloilom, he was zeiche to lireis as adayin haoretz. He was zeiche to see the rabbeinu shloilom at the beis hamikdash. But that was the mitzvah. A person that didn't own any karke, he was a diamond merchant. So when he went to be oyla regel, he took a satchel with him. He went. It wasn't a kunz. And there's no chiv to be oyla regel. If you can take it with you, so there's no chiv to be oyla regel. The chiv to be oyla regel was mesiras nefesh and betochen and emunah in Hashem. So it could be this darge they got, Klal Yisrael got from Avraham Avinu. The Reb Chaim Voloshiner says in Ovis Perikei Mishne Gimel, he brings a posik in Mishlei. Shlomo Melech said, Mishalech betumei tzadik ashrei bonov achrov. So Reb Chaim Voloshiner explains this posik as follows. He says, the tmimis that a tzadik was mishalech, he says, a tzadik was zeiche to different madreges in Avedis Hashem. So he says that for the tzaddik to acquire these milas, it was a merdik yigi, a merdik avoide. Ashrei bonav achav, but his children already, this is by them a second nature. They can do it much easier already. They yarshin these tchunis from Avraham Avinu. That's where he says, mishalav to mitzaddik ashrei bonav achav. So he says, for example, we find Eden. Al Gavucha the Balatanya says the same thing. Yidden who were right from Frum, when they came to not to shmad themselves, they were Moisa Nefesh, they died on Kiddush Hashem. Where did they get this? He says that's a Yerusha from Avraham Avinu, from Ur Kasdim. So it could be, and he says something else, he says, we see a Yid picks himself up to go and live in Eretz Yisrael. Where did we get this? The Ava Sa'oretz, he says, that's from also Avraham Avinu, Lechecho Mi'artzecho, that was Avraham Avinu. So it could be this nekude to be mafke everything was lech lecha mi'altcha mi'latcha mi'beis avicha lo'aretz asher areka. You also left over everything. There was real estate. He left over everything not to come back. So that was the koyach of Avraham Avinu. So that's bas nodiv. The posik is saying it was beautiful. Hayinu el regel, they're amunin, they're betochen, and but it's not theirs. It's bas nodiv. They got it from Avraham Avinu. That's mesalach betumay tzadik ashrei bonov achav. Let us see the next Rashi. So Rashi says nodiv she nodvoy liboy lahakir es boyrei. That Avraham Avinu was menadev his leiv to recognize the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Barsachmir, Rashi is saying a mouthful. And Rashi is saying, Barsachmir, what this Rabbi Chanan and Kevitz Mamorim, he says, a meiridiki yisod. Barsachmir, that's Pshat and Rashi also. Rabbi Chanan and Kevitz Mamorim is meirer. That we find the pasuk says leisusuro achei levavchem achei einechem, and Chazal darshan and broches achei levavchem zuminus achei einechem zuznus. The Gemara says, how do we know that levavchem is minus? Omar novel beliboy ein alekim. So b'meilas we see achei levavchem is minus. So Rabbi Chanan asks Akasha, Minus Apikursus, he says that's not totally in the Leiv. The Leiv is the Mokim of the Ritzoinus of the Odom. That's the Moyach. I mean, he is such a philosophy, such Ashkofe. So that's, it's a Krum Ashkofe, but so the organ that fafirdem them is not the Leiv, it's the Moyach. He comes with a Cheshbin. So why is Minus totally in the Leiv? As I fact Rabbi Chanan. And we see the Pasuk says, Omar novel beliboy ein elikim. The Pasuk seems to say that a novel becomes says ein elikim beliboy, not b'moichoy. So Rabbi Chanan says, Amayr de Kazach, he says, Bemison, to believe that there's a Rabbeinu Shalayla, that the world was created, he said, it's not too difficult to be makir this. He brings a medrash. The medrash says a mean once came to Rabbi Kiva. And the mean asked Rabbi Kiva, who created the world? So he said, the Rabbeinu Shalayla. So the mean said, prove it to me. So Rabbi Kiva said, who wove your beged? So he told him, a weaver wove it. A tailor sewed it together. So Rabbi Kiva asked, prove it to me. She says, now what, Pshat? You don't have to prove it. A beged is, if you see a beged, you see material, so you see that it was woven. You see that it was woven. You see it was sewn together. It didn't come about by itself. So the Bria is made that there was a creator. The Pasuk says, Ashamayim misaprim kvoidke, looking at the gvaldike chochmin, the universe. Mibsori erze elaka. A person would look at the human body. I once heard there was a professor that was teaching a class about how eye operates. He was telling how the eye functions. He finished his lecture by saying, how could one be an apikairis? That was his last, but seeing the gewaldike chochme in the gufa odom is mibsori echze elaka. Rebbe Slavovin says a marshal that if you give someone a beautiful Megillah that was written out Mesudadik with Oishias, and you'll ask him who wrote this, he'll tell you, no, the ink spilled out. He says, who are you fooling? You see something like this, at the Tzicha you see from once I got saw that there was a person who applied a lot of times, he wanted to win a modern art contest, he never won, till once back the paint spilled out and the cat had a good time and then he won. That I can understand. But Al Kaponim, like this, about something mesudadik, it doesn't come by itself. So, Rabbi Chanan says, so what is Taki Pshat? But there's so many apikulsim in the world. What is Pshat? So he says, the Pasuk told us, Ki ha-sheichid ya'aver eini chachamim, that if a person is meshuchid, he has an agiyah, he's blind. He can't see. So he says that a person comes on this world. He has so many ritzoinis, so many taivis. He doesn't want to be meshubit to anyone. He'd love to do what he wants to do. Now there's a problem. There's a world here. So why did he come on this world? What's his purpose on the world? These are annoying and difficult questions. But the Chazal tell us, the difference between a tzaddik and a rosha is reshoim nimtzo birshus libam, but tzaddikim libam birshusa. That means the Rebbeinu Shalom created that if one wants, the mind could control the ritzainis, and if one wants, the rotzen can control the mind. That means, and that's the, so if a person, the lave could use the mind to help him out. He doesn't want to believe that there's a boire in the shibudim in this. So the mind is very cooperative. If the lave is leading him, so mamela, that's the ki ha-sheiched ya'aver einei chachamim. So he doesn't see right. So we have to understand how did the world come about? It's a good kasha, we'll see. So, minus originates not from the mind. Minus originates from the lay. Omar novel beliboy ein elikim, and that's why lay sasuru achei levavchem. So I think that is what Rashi is saying over here. Shenodvoy liboy lahakir es boire. That what Avraham Avinu was makir that there was a boire, he had to take care of the lay, not of the mind. The mind was no problem. But the lev was the one that was distorting the true facts. So bas nodim shenodvo liboy lahakir es boirim. Tchila legerim benidvas liboy lehizgaya. That means if one wants to be a ger also, you have to first take care of the lev. And then you'll be able to see the true picture and not have a distorted picture. Tono devei Rav Onon, mai dechsiv chamuke yireichayich. It says, chamuke yireichayich kemoi chaloim maise yidei Onon. Lomo nimshelu divrei teure ki yerech. Loimeloch ma yerech beseiser, av divrei teure beseiser, vayne dama abelozor, Meidersiv higidlocha odom atoi v'ma Hashem doyrish mimcho ki masois mishpot v'avas chesed v'atzneya leches v'imelikecha. Asois mishpot zahadin v'avas chesed zu gmilus chasodim v'atzneya leches v'imelikecha zu aitzos ameis v'achnosis kala l'chupe. Let us see Rashi, then we'll continue. Meidersiv chamuke yereichayich lomo nimshulu v'avonon dorish l'kro Kemoi chaloim kiluchais. Chaloim is going on luchais. Shohoyu me'avonim toivais. Mai dechsiv chamuke yereichayich lomo nimshulu. Rav onam dorish lekro kemoi chaloim kiluchais. It's like the luchais shohoyu me'avonim toivais. Kemoi nezem zov v'choli kesem. So there it means, choli means a tachshit, the Metzuda says. It's something precious. So chaloim is going on the luchis, who are made out of precious stone. Maisi de omon, valuchis maisi lekim. So kamoi chaloim maisi de omon is going on the luchis. Is chamuke yereichayich. So when one is learning Torah, the one is learning the luchis, it should be chamuke yereichayich, hanistorim ki yerech. But the oifen alimut should be hidden like the yerech, shekovid hakadosh baruch hu betzinem. It should be learned by Atzneya. And Atzneya Leches is going on Aitzos Ameis Vachnosus Kala. Dechsibu hu Leches. Toiv lo Leches al Beis Evil, mi Leches al Beis Mishter. Avshom Tzorich Atzneya, Lisoid b'mide noah. That's our gisa. Lisoid b'mide noah, so others say pshat, because the Gemara says in Ksubis, they were misak and they should drink wine by Beis Eivu, Nusheche lo'oived, and then it says they were misak and a lot of cases, and then each one there was a psa brochadach sechmeah, and later they saw they became shikir, but al kaponim, so it's not bad. The Tzorich Hatzneya, Beis Evel also needs Hatzneya, Lisoid b'mide noh, Lismoyach b'mide noh, by the Beis Hamishte, or the Maram Franschenberg is going, Lispoid b'mide noh, that the Hespit should also be with a gvul, it shouldn't go overboard. Yeah, V'loy lahani kalas roish ba'atzmai. So that there should be tznias. V'yesh oimrim, others say a different shot. Im tzorich levazveis leitzoyis meisoni, he has to go and give money for a levaya of a meisoni. Oy lachnosus kalaniye, yase betzine. So he should do it betzine. What he's doing, he should do betzine. V'lei leime kamei man de lo yoda. He shouldn't tell the ovdi came. I know I was the one that, nice chasni, you know who fought the bill? You're looking at him. V'cheim eforish b'shiltes de rab achoy. Atzneya leches, the table of leches, should be imalekecha. Others dachten say pshat, that the we find that Rabbeinu Shleilim was mekabel meisim. He was a made achnosus chosam v'kala. He was the sheshvinen by Odom v'chave, and he was the mekabel by Yipar Yisrei Bagai, who was mekabel Moshe Rabbeinu. So by these two mitzvahs, it was betzine. That means loyode ishes kvurosoi, so no one was there by the kvure, and by Odom v'chava also there wasn't anyone there by the chasana, there was no one else in the world. So memele, so leches ima lekecha. You should, just like the Rabbeinu Shel made achnosis kala, navoyes ameis was with sneers, so you should also do it in such an oifen. Alei dvorim kal vachoyme, ma dvorim shedalkom lasoyson betahesye, omro toira tnei aleches, dvorim shedalkom lasoyson betzina lachas kamo vekamo. Sarashi says, Dvorim shedalkim laseis betzina, kakait stok ani tennis laoni beseis shenzach ledir lashumodim. Don't tell anyone what you're doing. Mashenkin bemesa bekala, vishacherim is asking by him. Others are Isaac, vyoidim a yitziyim mishalmi. That means someone has to know that, who's putting the bill. Afal pikain, vaynad marablozin lachol mili boitzni yuse, puadin ledibrei teira. Teira also should be learned betznias. Yeah. Omar Rabbi Lozor Godel Ha'isit Tzedakah Yaisa Mikol HaKorbanos. A person who does Tzedakah is greater than all the Korbanos, Shenema Asay Tzedakah Mishpat Nivcha Lashem Mizovach. But Asay Tzedakah Mishpat is Nivcha Lashem Mizovach. Rashi says Nivcha Lashem Mizovach. Akil bechlal zevach, chatos, v'osham, v'oilo, shlomim, kulo zevachayim, and it's nivchar from all zvach. The Meforshim ask, l'chayr the Pasuk says, asoy tzedako mishpat. It says two things. Nivchar l'ashem mizovach. And Rabbi Lozor said, ho'isa tzedake is yaisa God alayis tzedakah yesh mikol hakorbanos. How did Rabbi Lozor figure this out if the pasuk says alayis tzedakah u'mishpat? That's the chmir. We could say pshat in the Gemara as follows. The Mishnah says in Ovis that ba'arba prokim hadever misrabe and It's a very interesting lashon. Gezel matnois aniyim. If it's gezel, it's not a matone. These two things are a heper. It's gezel aniyim or matnois aniyim. What's gezel matnois aniyim? So the Medrash Shmuel says that the Emerson, the money, Matnes Aniyim, is really, it's theirs, that belongs to Maiseroni, Leket Shikr Peir, that belongs to Aniyim. The Al-Shech HaKadosh says, by every Tzedakah, Es Ha'oni Imach, the Baishim gave a person extra money, what's Pshat? Es Ha'oni Imach, he gave the Chelek Ha'oni, that means, the person is only like a shomer. He was given extra money. It's a tale. He was given the opportunity to be a gabbai tzedakah. He has the tevis. I don't know who to give it to. But it's esa'oni imoch. Memesin, it's the chelek ha'oni. So if a person doesn't give it, he's a gazlan. He's a gazlan. Afal pikein, if he does give it, the Torah was machshev it like a matone. That means that nosein titein. That means even though theoretically you're not giving, they're taking what literally belongs to them. That's the chesed Hashem that's considered like a matona. But b'etzem, it's not a matona. You're not giving. You're just dividing the chelek on the imor. There's a meiridik medrash tanchum and parshas bahar. The medrash tanchum says, al tigzel dal ki dalhu. So the medrash asks, "Yesh adam geizel dalim? How is a bon geizel a dal? Umal geizel mimen? What can you steal from a dal? Acher she'ein lekoil. He doesn't have anything. He's a dal. Elo. Meir deke medrash. Im ha'yisa lamod liyais mefalnes. Used to give him the chazal tabach. Now he decided. That's it. Quit. The malta." Admosai ani maspik laze. How long do I have to give him, I have to support him? Time to go to work or whatever it is. Va'at moineya shaloi liten loi. imosisa kach dasha ato goizloi. You're a gazlo, you're not giving. You're stealing. Alevi mefalne soi shein le mokim acher. Malki dalhu, dayoishu dal va'ato ho'osher. So that's not bad enough that he's the dal and you're the osher, he has to come on to you, but you're a gazlo. And perhaps we can understand this a little better. There's a lashon gad in Medrash Rabbe, leidai la'osher shu oimet berevach v'oni betzar ala av goizel mimenu ma'ashenos alei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can understand this perhaps a little better. The Goyin says in Mishlei, Amir de Kazach, he says, the aniyim are soivel the yisurim of the anshei hadoel. V'chol ha'oilam nizun b'shvil ha'yisurim she'soivlem aniyim. Amir de Kazach, Rabbi Nishlam said that whoever the Rabbi Nishlam has his cheshbonis, who should be a ani. But al koponim, the aniyim there soivel the yisurim of the doel. So that was, it seems, the chalukah, just like by kahanim, they do the avoida for klal yisrael. So there's chelav avidosam. You pay them al koponim, they're doing the avoida. You have to pay them. You have to support them. The aniyim are soivel the yisurim, which is mutal on the doel. So you have to give them al koponim. That's the matnas aniyim. You have to give them. If you don't give them, you're a gazlon. Pastor the Goyin says, it's bedin. It's theirs. There's two types of noisnei tzedokah. There's a person who is a noisnei tzedokah. A noisnei tzedokah, he feels that he's giving. It's his money, he's giving. And when he gives this tzedokah, the amount he gives is also with this hashkafa, since he's giving. Now how much can a person give already? It's I'm giving. It's mine. And also he expects the oni should be indebted to him. Listen, I'm giving you from my money. That's a noisnei tzedokah. There's a person who's not a noisnei tzedokah. It's an oni imach. He's not giving. He's just the dividing. He's not giving. He's the gabe of a moishe shel tzedokah is not giving. He's just dividing the money that's there already. So oise tzedokah u'mishpot. This is a person who is oise tzedokah, not noisnei tzedokah. He's doing tzedokah, but umishpot. That he's doing it the pechina of a mishpot. That means it's tzedokah umishpot. That means just like we said, it's gezel maknas aliyim, it's gzele and it's a matone. So it means it's tzedokah and mishpot. That means he realizes that the oni, the money he's giving is belongs to the Yoni, it's Mishpat, that was giving them is not Sekumta Mayashikoyer, it's Mishpat that he should get it. So, and he's not a Noise named Stok, he's a Oise. So such a person, Oise Tztok or Mishpat, that his Tztok is a Bechina of Tztok and Mishpat, he's Meneya from Gezel, and that's a Tztok. So that's Nifchal Hashem Mizovach. But it's very interesting. Wherever Chazal speak about the mile of tzedakah, the Gemara says, "Gdoyle tzedakah shemekareves es agula shnemo shimru mishpat vasu tzedakah ki kroyva yeshua silovoi." Again, there it says, "Mishpat and asiyas tzedakah." So it could very well be that's this rayin, such a tzedakah which is a bechina of mishpat also that's nidchal Hashem mizovah. V'omar abelozo, g'doy lo g'milos chasodim, yoysa min ha-tzdoke. Shenem al-ziru lochem le-tzdoke. Tzdoke is called the zriye, v'kitzru lefi chesed. The k'tzire is according to the chesed. Odom zereya, sofik oichel, sofik einay oichel. Odom koitzer vaday oichel. Let's see what Rashi says. Shnem aziru lochem le-tzdoke, kora akosov lezriye tzedoke, vesachesed kore kotzir, v'toivo k'tzire mizriye k'demefosh. Odom zereye sovek eni yoich, shem ala yitzmach. O yulke b'shidof no boret, who knows b'chlal, but will come out of it. But chesed is called a k'tzire. Yeah. V'omar abelozo. That's what we see, so g'doy lo agmilis chasodim. אמר רב אלעזר, אין צדקה משתלמת אלא לפי חסד שבו. התשלומים is measured according to the חסד. שני מזיר לכם צדקה בקיצור לפי חסד. לנשיא רשי. אלא לפי גמילות חסדים שבו הנשיא היא הצדקה, והתירח הוא החסד. כגון מליחו לביסוי, אוי תירח שטל אלוי להרבה, he should derive more benefit from it, כגון נויסן לי פסעפויה, he could go and give him money to buy wheat, and does not, he gives him a far to gizach, he begged lilboish, אוי מויס בישתו המצויה שלו יצי מויסו לאיבוד, שנויסן ליבוי ודעתוי לתיבוסוי של עונים. So the schar is measured in the amount of chesed that was embedded in the tzedakah. Zir lechem l'tzedakah, tzedakah u'azriya shizrei kadei liktzer l'kabel schoi v'ktzorei l'fi chesed shizkabel schar l'fi ha'chesed shebo. Tomer rabon, b'shloisha dvorim g'doyle g'milis chasodim yoyse min ha'tzedakah. Tzedakah b'momoynoi, g'milis chasodim b'in b'gufoi b'in b'momoynoi. צדוקה לעניים, גמילס חסודים, בין לעניים, בין לעשירים. צדוקה לחיים, גמילס חסודים, בין לחיים, בין למסק. רשי, גמילס חסודים בין בגופוי, כגוי מספיד למס, נויסוי, קויברוי, פסמי החוסן, מל, מלאב החברי בדרך, לזעור לך בגופוי, במומייני, מל ולי מויס, משילי קלם ובאמה, Yeah, so that's the Gdoilo Gmilus Chasodim Yoyse Min HaTzedakah. V'amar Rav Elozer, Kolo Ise Tzedakah Mishpat Ki Ilu Milo Kol Ha'olam Kulei Chesed. Shenema Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat Chesed Hashem Molo Ha'oretz. Rashi says nothing. Pasach mir pshat, and this memre is that the Goyin says in Rus, ki iker midas ha-chesed ha-nimshach me-ito yisborach hu me-ha-chesed sh'oise odom lamata. That means if a person wants to bring, that wants that Rabbi Nishim should do chesed on this world, so the way this is accomplished is when one yid does chesed to another yid. So that's me, that is pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara says that oyev, that oyset tzedakah mishpat kilu mili kolom kule chesed. That means by doing his private actions of tzedakah mishpat, he fills up the world with chesed from the Rabbeinu Shlom. That is what attracts and brings out the chesed of the Rabbeinu Shlom. Shema toima kol abo likpeitz koifetz. So maybe you think that everyone who wants can jump on the bandwagon and he'll give tzedakah and tamaloima mayoko chazdacha alekim. But it's difficult, it's precious. One cannot find so many opportunities to do chesed. Yochel af Yerei Shemayim, okay? Yerei Shemayim will also have this problem to be able to do chesed. Tamaloy mevechesed Hashem ha'olam v'ad olam al Yereyim. Rashi. Shema kol abo likpoitz v'lasei tzedakah v'chesed koifetz. He jumps, so maspikin, mamtziyim lo yanoshim ugonim lekach. Tamaloy mev mayoko, tzorich losis leiv, v'litroyach, V'lirdoif achero, he has to chase it. L'fisheina metzuyotam idliska isbo limhugonim. But v'ayirei Hashem is v'chetz Hashem ha'ilu madil ma'ayirei. Omer Rav Chomer ba'apope. Kol odom sheyesh olof chayn, kol odom sheyesh olof chayn biyudua shehu yirei shamayim. Shnema chesed Hashem me'olam b'yad olam al yireyim. V'omar Rav Elozer ma'idech siv piyo poscho v'chochmo v'seiris chesed al ishoino v'chi yesh teiro shel chesed v'yesh teiro sh'eini shel chesed. Kol teiro lishmo zui teiro shel chesed shelo lishmo zui teiro sh'eini shel chesed. יקד אמרי תוירה ללמדו, זיהי תוירה של חסד, שלוי ללמדו, זיהי תוירה שאינו של חסד.